Locos appear on a black background. LD Entertainment. A red and blue neon sign flickers on. American High. A native woman coddles a wolf cub in her arms. Animal pictures. Words come into focus. DOF. Depth of field. Words appear over a wooden desk. Hulu presents a Hulu original, an LD Entertainment production, in association with Animal Pictures, Depth of Field, and Three Arts Entertainment. An art book has a crown sticker on it with the initials KP. A hand opens the book to dozens of drawings of the letters KP. The next page reads, An American High Film. A pencil scribbles on a blank sheet as the title appears, Crush. Graffiti appears throughout the high school campus. Above a sink, soap rinse, bitch. On a chalkboard, hello, I'm B-O-A-R-D. An eagle mascot flips on its back, flipping the bird. On a tree with Smokey Bear, remember, only you can fuck the patriarchy. Students post and share pictures of the art. Another depicts a highlighter with red eyes and a joint. It reads, don't forget your highlighter. Words next to the ball rack read, nice rack. A ghost with foam fingers says, we've got school spirit. A janitor paints over graffiti on a locker. Meanwhile, the like count rises as kids share King Pun's art on social media. Starring Rowan Blanchard, Aulili Cravalho, Isabella Ferreira, Tyler Alvarez, Tila Dunn, Rico Paris, with Asif Madvi, with Michelle Buteau, and Megan Mullally. Casting by Seth Yankowitz, CSA, and Ben Pollock. Music supervisor Andrew Brady. Original music composed by Saint Panther. Costume designer Laura Barreto. Edited by Melissa Remenerica Perlo. Production designer Tracy Dishman. Director of photography Matthew Wise. Executive producer Max A. Butler. Executive producers Michael Glassman. Dan Balgoya. Executive producers Chris Weitz. Paul Weitz. Produced by Britta Rowings. Katie Newman. Produced by Natasha Leon. Maya Rudolph. Produced by Andrew Miano. Daniel Renfro Barons. Produced by Mikey Liddell, Pete Shalimon, produced by Jeremy Gerlich, Will Phelps, and Ryan Bennett. Written by Kirsten King and Casey Rackham, directed by Sammy Cohen. A young girl sprawls across her bed. She has dark brown hair, wispy bangs, and a button nose.
Art is supposed to be subjective, but King Pun's art is subjectively good, while mine is objectively struggling, and at the worst time possible. Right now, I need to be on my A game to get into the CalArts summer program, a.k.a. my dream school.
Through your medium of choice, show us your happiest moment.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What a vague bullshit prompt.
A vague bullshit prompt that will determine if I have a shot in hell at getting into one of the most competitive schools in the country, which will determine if I have a future in art at all.
No pressure, though.
So how do I answer this impossible question? Huh, what if my happiest moment was when I came out to my mom?
Okay, now turn it to the right.
Under a sink.
Also, I think I'm gay. Actually, I know I am.
Ow! Barbara from next door is gay!
Okay?
Sorry, my first instinct was to name other gay people we know. Honey, I'm so happy for you!
She's always been supportive.
In the present.
Paige! Come on, no edibles before school. We've talked about this. Dylan's almost here. You're gonna be late.
What if I just skipped the rest of junior year and went right to CalArts?
Well, you could, but then you wouldn't get a lot of cool free swag from me.
I'm already scared.
I can't wait. Look, glow-in-the-dark dental dams. They make your puss kind of glow. It's so pretty. It's just a soft glow.
Mom.
When I was a teenager, we used to use glow-in-the-dark condoms. It really added a touch of whimsy to an otherwise fraught situation.
We don't use those.
We? Finally. Oh, my gosh, Paige. Is it Colleen from next door? Because she's so tall. I like that. Statuesque.
It's not anybody because we, the queer community, we don't use those.
So just vibrators? Isn't that a little limiting?
Probably.
Okay. I'm going to put them here because I feel like you're going to change your mind. But if not, let me know because I have the receipt.
Okay, maybe she's a little too supportive. And that would be my best friend, Dylan. He's kind of like my platonic soulmate.
A boy with dark eyebrows dances in his Prius.
I've always been able to share anything with him.
As kids, they sit on a swing set.
Actually, maybe that was my happiest moment.
So, I like girls.
I do.
I still share everything with him, even a Spotify account.
In the car.
Spotify informed me you live in the Phoebe Bridges for 8 hours straight last night, which is concerning because she only has 2 albums. Are you okay?
Sad lesbian music is an integral part of my identity.
So I'm assuming that the application is not going well.
Just can't figure out what to send in. I know that colleges love a good coming out story.
Please don't do that. You'd be like the billionth gay person.
How about you draw my presidential portrait?
Hmm. It's a cute idea, Dylan.
It's good, isn't
it? Your political ambitions, they aren't my happiest moment. You know what I mean?
You think that your crush on Gabriella Campos is Cal Art worthy?
What? Unrequited love is the source of a lot of great art.
And there's nothing more unrequited than my crush on Gabriella Campos.
Young Paige next to a girl in a beanie.
That's not Gabby. That's her sister, AJ.
AJ breaks her pencil and leaves as Paige offers hers.
All right, kids. Time for this week's take-home project. Find a partner.
A tan girl.
Want to be my partner?
That is Gabby.
Sure.
Now, I want to see you share responsibilities like real parents would.
What should we name it?
How about Lentil?
Lentil the egg. So dumb.
Paige looks at Gabby.
I love it.
Paige grins.
Hi, Lentil. Moms love you very much.
Gabriella places her hand on top of Paige's.
She's kind of the first girl who made me feel like life could be as good as art, you know?
Watercolors bloom around Gabby's smile. Dylan snaps in Paige's face.
No, I'm not going to let you spend all of high school pining over some girl who doesn't give you the time of day. You know I don't want to assert my power as class president, but I'm going to have to if this keeps up.
Stacy is going to win. Also, you do know that as class president, you don't have any actual power, right?
That is a sad way to look at democracy.
Students make their way toward a two-story school building. A marquee reads, "Welcome to Miller High," with the word "life" tagged on it in red marker. Parked out front, Paige opens the trunk to show her campaign posters to Dylan.
All right.
Holy shit.
You like?
Save water, shower together.
That looks so hot. Damn, Stacy's also really hot. Great job with these, by the way.
Thank you.
Though I do feel like you spent a little bit more time in Stacy's.
Nope. I told you guys, I'm Switzerland. Oh, shit. They are also a little bit wet.
Thanks for telling me that after I pick it up. And yeah, I'll just close the...
Okay, no.
On your eye. Anyway, as I was saying, as your future class president, I think it's time for you to move on from Gabriella. It's too predictable to go for the most popular girl in school.
Great, right on cue.
Gabby, all grown up, swaggers as watercolors bloom. With her hair in a bun, she wears a hot pink crop top, cherry earrings, and a waist chain.
Is she in slow motion again?
Yeah.
Music playing in the background?
Mm-hmm.
Funny feeling down there?
Naturally.
You are a lost cause. I get a hold of it.
Paige ogles at Gabby's butt.
Heads up! My bad.
Yeah.
Let's go, vamos, yeah.
Kids gather around a mural on the building.
Shut the hell up. Starting the week strong with the new King Pum mural. You know everyone still thinks it's you, right?
Well, little do they know, my raging anxiety would never let me deface school property.
Whoa! Could you please not waste water and undermine my political platform? Thank you.
Words above an eagle read, flipping the bird.
Kind of think that this one's good.
I think it's kind of corny.
Well, I think that you can't draw for shit. And I think that they're actually talented.
No, you're so funny.
A coach walks up.
Okay, everyone, away from the vandalization!
Oh, God, here we go.
If any of you have any information, as my mother used to say, snitches get riches.
Have you ever seen him smile?
Once, at a fire drill. He loved the chaos of it.
Hey, nice mural, Paige.
Tim, ugh, I love this little bit that we've got going, but it's not me.
Oh, sure, Paige.
Sure, Tim.
No, it's definitely her.
Doi! Hey, King Pun thinks she's not King Pun.
Coach Murray looks around, then saunters off with a clipboard under his arm. In the school building, Dylan and Paige go to their lockers on the second floor.
King Pun is who you should date, unless it's a dude or unless it's you.
Because then you'd just be dating yourself, and that would be weird.
You have no idea how hard it is out here for your everyday gay, Dylan.
Stop making excuses.
You've been in a relationship since the first day of middle school. Also, this semester I'm going to make my move.
Oh, yeah? Name one time they made a move.
There was that server at Cheesecake Factory that gave me extra brown bread.
It was her job.
It was sexual. Hey, Stacy.
Hey, you.
The girl kisses Dylan.
Did you turn your class president up in yet? You know I love some competition.
Ooh, you know what happened, Miss Dylan, since the fifth grade? And that was only because... I had severe chicken pox. It was the worst case I'd ever seen.
Stacy chokes and makes out with Dylan.
How is this allowed in school?
God, I love when you're the best at things.
Oh, yeah.
Stacy grabs Dylan and kisses him deeply.
You guys are so straight, it's almost gay. Do you guys want to come over after school and take edibles and check?
So you could convince yourself that a CBD dog treat made you high again?
Yeah, no thank you.
Plus, after school, we can't. We have track trials.
Why would you sweat when you don't have to?
Well, you know, Paige, some people actually enjoy physical activity.
Shocking.
I know.
A flyer.
Will you help me make one of these?
Sure.
And me some of these? The impending water wars depend on my win.
Not that I took the high rope while taking down the establishment.
Paige clutches her art book as she stares at Gabby across the way.
Okay, no. Okay, no. There are plenty of other queer options for you to date at this school, please.
Like who?
Yeah, Paige. What about Chantel? I mean, she's like a cool Wiccan lesbian.
Hell no. She's tried to put a love spell on me at least 6 times. If I'm gonna date a witch, she has to be a talented one.
Okay, true. How about Erin Billings?
No, she's a horse gay. All right. That's a little reductive.
Stacy's just mad because she spent the summer at a question camp.
What about Aya?
No, wait. I definitely don't have enough followers to date them. Plus, they're on and off with Gabby every other week.
Okay.
True.
Hey, what about Amy?
Amy? Yeah, right. Gateway gay. She's fingered every girl in the school.
So what? I'm sure she's washed her hands.
Yeah.
Wait, duh, what about AJ?
Why would I ever do that? That's literally Gabby's sister. Also, is she even queer?
Yeah, she's bi, and she's mysterious as hell.
Yeah, AJ actually came out way before Gabs, but Gabs just dates more, so everybody forgets that AJ's queer too.
Talk about bi erasure.
Gabby!
Hey, Miss President!
Hey!
Excuse you.
Anyway, question. Do you have the sign-up sheets for track tryouts today?
I sure do. Let me get that for you.
Gabby looks at Paige.
Hey.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Oh, Gabby, you know Paige, right?
Yeah.
Your locker is a sight for sore eyes.
Thanks. Are you coming out today?
I've been out for a really long time. I'm extremely gay.
Oh, I was actually talking about track tryouts.
Paige looks at her friends.
Right. Yeah, I'm gonna see you there. I'm gonna go on the track.
Yeah, right. The last time Paige ran, she was fleeing from a bee. It was hilarious.
It's on YouTube. I watch it whenever I'm depressed.
No, it's not.
Well, I should run, but maybe I'll see you later.
Bye, Gabby.
Bye,
so
Gabby.
Long.
Vote for Dylan, babe.
No, she's not gonna vote for you, honey.
Stop staring without consent, please. It's horrifying. Really? You? Track tryouts?
Yeah, that's it. That's how we're gonna fall in love.
I think you and Gabriella would be disgustingly cute together.
And I think that if it were going to happen, it would have happened already. You can't force these things.
Babe, I love you, but you're so wrong.
Paige opens the art closet.
How many copies do you guys need?
1,000.
2,000.
She finds Coach Murray hiding inside.
6,000.
Gotcha! Evans, I knew it was you. Principal's office now. Go. Oh, crap, I forgot my cleats. Can you help me? Turn off the light. Shut the door. Okay, actually, leave it open.
A husky woman sits at her desk.
I assume you know why you're here.
Am I in trouble or something?
We are so done with your games now, Evans.
Okay, take it down, Dexter Morgan. You're not a detective, and this is not a cop show. Paige, we know that you are Kingpin, okay? And it's not that the artwork isn't great. It's really good, but all the pictures and the painting all over the school last semester, and not to mention a new mural every week?
That's not true.
Oh, you know it's true.
Sorry. Come on. The school board is not happy.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, all the kids are tagging you every week in some King Pun art.
God damn it, Tim.
You guys, I swear on my life it's not me.
But you wish you'd invested in that lie detector now, right?
No. No, I actually don't.
Why?
And I'm really tired of you bringing it up all the time.
Because
we had to take care of something called asbestos, all right? Listen, I'm sorry, kiddo, but I have to lead by example, so I'm going to have to suspend you. No, we are not calling the police. What are you, Wyclef Jean? Are we going to call 911? Do you get that reference? You don't. God, my references are like older than Taylor Swift at this point. Listen, you're suspended. I called your mom and she's on her way to pick you up.
You can't suspend me for something that I literally did not do.
Yeah, we can.
No, we cannot. But you're the only student with the keys to the art room.
Well, I was going to give these back today.
Oh, well, you got blood on your hands.
It's paint.
Obviously, I know that. It's a metaphor.
Well, I'm not metaphoric.
It's acrylic paint, and those things are spray paint.
Let's jot down that Miss Evans seems to have an intimate understanding of the weapon of her choice.
No one's jotting down anything.
Just jot it down.
This is my office.
You guys, please, hear me out. I'm applying to a summer program at CalArts, and this is going to ruin my chances of getting in.
I'm sorry, Paige, but I looked at your records, and you were absent 8 times last semester. Not to mention, you're not even part of one extracurricular activity. Mm-hmm. You're not the model student I can fight for.
Paige shrugs.
I play track.
Not on my team, you don't.
Well, I just joined today. I'm extremely cooperative with this type of stuff, so can't this count as a plea deal or something?
Oh, impressive use of legal jargon, but you don't play track, you run track.
Hear me out. How about I join track, Coach Murray keeps his eye on me, and I figure out in the meantime who King Pun actually is.
Paige, I really like you, I do. Actually, that's a lie. I don't even know you. I hate myself that I have to say that, but the evidence is stacked against you, and I don't understand how playing track is supposed to help your case right now.
Actually, I do need another couple of people on the track
team. You need people on the track team?
I need some more people.
Are you saying you want to take her? She just said play track, like she's a DJ or something. She doesn't know how to run track. How are you supposed to make that Usain Bolt? You can't. I am exhausted. Okay, Paige, you're no longer suspended. You are just on probation, okay? If you can come up with a name who you think King Pun really is, because apparently it's not you, by the end of the semester, then I'll take it to the board meeting.
Well, I will deliver. Thank you. I can't wait.
Great, get out.
I have a Renaissance Club meeting that I'm not about to miss.
You too. Take your little swimming board with you.
Collins wears a fake crown and drinks from a plastic chalice.
Like no moment to myself. I wish there was more money for federal funding, because I'll tell you what, this ain't it.
In the hall.
Thank you so much.
Don't thank me yet. I'm watching you.
Oh, hey, clipboard. I left a patient with a full bedpan for this. You are not suspending my daughter. She did nothing wrong.
I made a deal.
You have a very savvy daughter, Mrs.
Mrs.? Mm-hmm. That's very revealing. It's Miss, but you can call me Angie, or Ange, or hey girl. You know, I am a single mother by choice, not by circumstance. I like to have sex with men. I don't even have to have a relationship. What do you think of that?
Well, hey girl, if you don't mind me saying, you have an incredible figure.
Oh my God.
We are in a school, sir. That is so wildly inappropriate.
I'm sorry.
And 100% spot on. This is gold. You should see me naked.
Well, I'd say I'm sorry that you had to drive out here for nothing, but I'd be lying if I said it wasn't nice to meet you.
Murray winks.
Can't believe this guy.
And if you do come to Paige's track meet, don't be afraid to say hello.
I'm not afraid of anything. It's you who should be afraid.
He leaves, and Paige rubs her temples.
Wow. Track? That's fucked up.
Yeah, the deal just didn't work out that great for me, but it did for you, so.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he in the school directory?
On the track, boys flip tractor tires and another hurls himself over a bar.
Basically, if I don't find King Pun, then my life is over.
But on the plus side, you totally fit in here.
I feel like I look like a very specific type of gay right now. Do I at least look like a top?
Total bottom.
Maybe a power bottom.
Like, you call her daddy and she calls you her sweet little prince.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen up! Come on in here. Let's go. Gather around. Listen up. Returning athletes. I'm going to be looking to make sure that you kept your training up during the off season. All right? Now, you newcomers, our co-captains, AJ and Gabby here, we'll be helping place you in an event.
AJ has curly hair and a nose ring.
For Evans over there, just try to find the thing that she sucks at the least, all right?
Don't you want to at least see me try out before you think that I suck?
No. Okay, back to it. Let's go. Come
she's
on.
Coming, she's coming.
Hi, you made it. I'll be sure to let you know if I see any angry bees around.
Did you know that male bees lose their penises when they have sex with a queen bee?
Dylan furrows his brow and Gabby cocks her head.
No, we didn't. But now we sure do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should get started. Don't worry. You're going to be great.
Gabby puts her arm around Paige and they take to the field. Later, Dylan and Stacy gape as girls do long jumps into a pit of sand. Paige crashes face first into the pit. Gabby wrinkles her nose at Paige, who simpers in the sand. Paige brushes herself off as Gabby writes on a clipboard. Paige gets in a starting position before a slew of hurdles. She breaks into a sprint and trips over one. Paige gets to her feet and trails behind the other racers. AJ smiles to herself, then goes to fix a hurdle as Paige crawls under the rest. AJ shakes her head and takes notes. Paige awkwardly holds a javelin, then hurls it through the sky. It pierces a water jug, which leaks on Coach Murray. A boy dashes toward a goalpost and gracefully pole vaults over it. Gabby shows Paige how to hold the pole. Paige raises the pole, shakes it, then breaks into a sprint. She stops at the base of the goalpost with a grimace.
No.
Paige lies on the grass.
I have an idea. How do you feel about running in a straight line?
That's the only straight thing I can do.
AJ and Gabby share a look.
Okay.
I regretted it the second it left my mouth.
The sisters turn away from Paige.
You mean out here into the 4x1?
Do you have a better idea?
Paige stands at the starting line.
Right. Here we go. Mark. Get set.
Nope, nope, down.
Let's get it.
Go! Come on! Come on, Paige! Come on!
Paige bolts ahead of Coach Murray in her orange chucks and mismatched socks. She looks over as the others watch. Dylan records with his phone while Stacy's wide-eyed. Paige smiles at Gabby, who beams back in a kaleidoscope of colors. Paige keeps on running until she touches down the finish line.
I am the fastest woman alive.
That was mediocre at best.
Yeah, I took an Instagram story and went over the time limit.
Damn. But you did it.
With a little work, maybe you could be fine.
She's 4 seconds behind where she needs to be.
Well, maybe I need someone great to teach me after school.
She points at Gabby.
All right. That's not a terrible idea. AJ, you gonna train Paige? Okay?
Isn't that literally your job as coach?
No. My job as coach is to motivate through fear. Besides, I don't get paid enough to stay after school. Come on! I'm watching you, Evans.
Welcome to the team.
All right, King Pine.
Not King Pine.
Your shorts are on backwards.
What?
Paige finds drawstrings on her backside, then doubles over. At home, she ices her shins.
Can you hurry up, Angie? I'm starving.
You're not the boss of me.
You knew we were going to be home. Why was it the food ready?
Today was great. I almost killed somebody with a javelin.
It's true.
And then it was nearly death by hurdle.
Also very true.
And I embarrassed myself in front of Gabriella.
Just because Paige's sex life is in a job doesn't mean the rest of the world has to be. Come on, Angie. We've talked about this.
So strict. Sometimes I think fondly back onto this morning when my life was completely normal. Now I have to solve a mystery, make Gabby fall in love with me, figure out how to make the perfect thing for CalArts, and figure out how to put a tampon in without the end always sticking out a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I never mastered that either. Oh, but you know what? On the bright side, true artists are never afraid to step out of their comfort zones.
And speaking of stepping out of your comfort zones, are you going to Stacy's party on Friday?
What party?
Are you kidding me? Paige, I've told you this a billion times. It'd be like a good opportunity for you to act like a normal teenager for once.
She doesn't want to be normal. Nobody wants to be normal.
That's why I'm cool.
All right, let me tell you a little story. When I was a teenager, I went to this rager, and I ended up in the back of a van with the lead singer of an Aerosmith cover band. And in retrospect, I definitely should have held out for the real thing.
A King Pun Instagram post depicts two nails with drinks. One says, "We're getting hammered."
Dylan, I totally wasn't thinking this party is the perfect place to investigate. King Pun will definitely be going, and, well, let's just say that they will rue the day that they let me take the fall for them. I know that's right.
Angie holds a V-shaped carrot.
Okay. I want to need you to relax. You're just trying to scare me.
Oh my god, I totally forgot. Pardon me.
She opens a dishwasher.
Paige, I took the liberty of washing your sex toy. By the way, this is very small. It could totally get lost up there. So you might want to think about, you know, moving on up. I can help.
Well, that's an eraser, so that's not going to go up there.
Anything's possible.
Angie arcs her brow.
Think about me and my electric toothbrush. And it's not the end you would think, either.
Okay, well, we don't have everything in common. And I'm gonna go to my room.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw up. That's really disgusting.
No, you're disgusting. This is a sex-positive house, Paige. Shame does not live here.
At Stacy's, she answers the door for guests.
She
She wears a tie front top and skirt. Dylan and Paige arrive.
That is well done, Grayson.
You look so beautiful.
Paige, I cannot believe we finally got you to high school party.
Now let's see if you survive it.
Inside, a kid tosses a beer can up to another who lines the can up with others on a banister. A young man takes a beer and pours it into a hose that reaches a boy's mouth on the first floor.
Welcome to the high school experience.
Smiles better than I expected.
I like candles.
First order of business, time to get you drunk. Like, if you don't throw up by the end of the night, then I didn't get my job.
I still can't believe this is the first of my parties you've been to, Paige.
That's because Paige Evans is too cool for high school parties.
Cool is one word for it. I just have a general distaste for sticky floors, communal chip bowls, and whatever that is.
Shotgun.
That, my friend, is the type of sociological research you can't find in any textbook.
He's right. My future constituents may act slightly moronic, but they know how to have fun.
Dylan squints.
Your future constituents, huh?
Oh, please. You know I'm gonna kick your ass. There's no way they won't vote for my anti-authority platform. It's like taking candy from a politically informed baby.
You wanna go upstairs and practice your campaign speech on me?
Work on our inflection.
And show me those pointed hand movements.
Why do you guys even bother with innuendo?
Dylan picks up Stacy and runs off.
Later, Paige.
Oh, yeah, guys, just leave me alone while I try and figure out who framed me.
Chantal appears.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
I didn't see you there.
Must be the masking spell.
What?
How have you been? Feeling any different lately? Any lustful urges? Deep magnetic pulls? Mm-mm. Anything? Anyone?
Excuse me?
AJ, there you are.
Hi.
We should go talk about track.
I don't think so.
Did the virgin blood expire?
That can't be. That was fresh.
Okay, yeah, we can talk about track. Mostly get stronger with age. Like fine wine.
Hi.
Chantal glares as the girls leave, then snatches a bottle AJ poured from. AJ and Paige drink beer out back.
Okay, I wasn't going to get all Salem witch trials and point fingers here, but I know that she put a curse on me.
I mean, she did steal some of my hair back in freshman year, so I believe it.
Paige shudders, and AJ puts her drink down.
The track. Why? I thought you were more interested in art.
Oh, trust me, I am. But lucky for me, Principal Collins decided that I'm King Pun, so I have to figure out who King Pun is, otherwise I'm going to get suspended.
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
That art is harmless.
I know. It's also pretty good.
Do you have any leads?
I know that they're here. That's about it. I'm just gonna poke around until somebody cracks.
So you're gonna interrogate a bunch of drunk teens. Seems pretty easy.
Well, you say that, but it could be anybody. Could be you.
Do I look whimsical enough for puns?
Okay, well, you do have an intimidating, no bullshit, striped shirt vibe going, so I guess not.
Thank you.
Which would make you the perfect bad cop to my good cop.
Excuse me?
Paige takes AJ's hand.
Follow me.
Oh.
Inside, they beeline to Aaron, who sits on a sofa with a curvy woman.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Where were you at 6 a.m. on the morning of the 14th?
We get Tybalt groomed on Sundays. Tybalt, my horse. Do you want to see a photo?
The woman kisses Aaron's neck.
Oh, my phone is dead.
Yeah, no, never mind. Thank you.
Paige and AJ find kids hotboxing in a closet.
How close is the nearest Michael's art supply from your house?
Who's Michael?
Can I have a hit?
Me too.
Aya lies on a beer pong table.
You have a secret Instagram, right?
Yeah, but you can't afford to follow it.
Sorry.
Can you guys shine your lights on me?
All right, man, you ready?
Thank you.
Tim sprawls on a sofa as he drinks from a hose. The girls walk up as beer spews from his lips.
Tim! What do you think of King Pun?
Oh, Paige here?
Aren't your parents both artists, Tim?
Isn't your mom a nurse?
Your point?
I haven't seen you save anyone's life.
It's kind of got a point. You're supposed to be on my side, right? Chantal! Would you consider yourself an artist?
I mean, every witch is an artist in their own way.
She doodles on Stacy's poster.
I mean, yeah. I post a Tumblr all the time. That's mostly just, like, Buffy, Faith, the brothers from Supernatural, 69ing, so normal.
Well, what art tools do you use?
I mean, I kind of dabble in everything. Illustrator, oil paints, menstrual blood.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
AJ and Paige walk in on Dylan and Stacy making out in a bed.
You like going to the political? Mm-hmm. You want to
listen? Oh, my fucking God.
What the fuck? Oh, hey, Paige.
AOC speaks on TV.
Cover AOC's eyes. She doesn't deserve to see this.
Come on.
Stacy.
Bye. AJ and Paige lounge on a window seat.
Her house is huge. It just keeps going, I know.
They probably fuck in every room.
those two are
disturbingly cute in a kind of kinky way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't believe Chantal is our best lead right now.
I mean, it kind of makes sense. I've seen her drawing it in class a few times.
What? Really?
Mm.
Paige! AJ!
Paige whips her gaze to Gabby, who emerges from down the hall. Ultraviolet colors blossom around Gabby's smile, and Paige stares.
Oh my god, we need to take shots, like right now. For Paige joining the track team!
Yeah, go ahead. I'm gonna pee.
Gabby takes Paige by the hand, and they disappear into a crowd. AJ chugs a beer as she watches them go. Suddenly, two girls make out on the window seat, nudging AJ out of the way.
Oh, okay.
In a crowded kitchen...
To joining track! To sports!
Paige and Gabby take a shot together.
But our mouths taste the same right now.
What?
I just got something stuck in my throat.
Another shot will fix that.
Yeah, he always does.
The girls take another drink from light-up shot glasses. The party rages on as numerous drinks are poured at the bar. Dylan dances with Stacy, and later, he raises his shot glass with Paige and others. As Paige waterfalls a drink, Gabby causes her to spill booze. A bearded guy hits a vape and exhales as a couple embraces nearby. A group of teens dance with beers and booze in hand. Aya records a video of themselves grinding on a woman's backside. In the crowd, Dylan twirls Stacy as they kiss. Gabby bounces in front of Paige, who grins and sways to the music. Gabby raises her arms and bites her lip as she returns a smile. Paige bashfully tucks her hair behind her ears as she watches Gabby. Across the room, AJ sits alone, glancing at Paige and Gabby.
Gosh, I'm so wasted.
Oh my god, I'm so glad that you joined track. I feel like I never see you outside of class.
I know. You're a Gemini, right?
I'm a Pisces. Who says that complicated can't work?
What?
I said I love track.
Paige twirls Gabby, who wanders off.
Bye.
Gabby dances with a curly-haired girl, and Paige looks off with a frown. Dylan notices Paige, kisses Stacy, then hurries over.
Are we at the sad drunk phase in the night, huh?
He dries her teary eyes.
Dylan, don't go.
Do you want to go home? You'll be better, yes. Your drunk guest has a training with AJ tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Mr. President.
Wow, thank you so much for calling me Mr. President.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's go.
I'm ordering a car.
Bye, bad cop. Bye, I'll see you tomorrow. Drink some Gatorade.
Sports juice. Tim draws boobs on a passed out drunk.
Tim, I see what you're doing. Evidence.
His face falls. Dylan escorts Paige outside.
Who doesn't like boobs?
Cheers.
AJ clinks her beer can with Tim's marker as the drunk guy sleeps.
Woo! Who's ready to party?
Paige stumbles outside with Dylan.
You're so strong.
They go the wrong way.
Whoa. is here.
The next day, Paige walks onto the field wearing shades and holding an iced coffee. AJ meets her at the 50-yard line.
You made it. Yep. Okay, let's make me an Olympian.
How are you not massively hungover right now?
Well, I drank that Gatorade that you suggested, and then I had a Hot Pocket, and then I had some pizza, and then I had some ice cream. Also, I might still be drunk.
AJ knits her brow.
Is it coffee? Did you bring any water?
Paige tilts her head.
Okay. If this mentor-protege thing is going to work out, then you have to respect my caffeinated process.
You said anything about being a mentor. Only doing this so you don't tank a ranking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I... cutting into your brooding in corners wearing a leather jacket tie-in?
I don't own a leather jacket.
Well, you look like you could.
Okay.
So what are we doing first? Picking out my pump-up song?
No, but you can stretch and then we can start on 3 miles.
3 miles?
AJ nods.
That is 2.9 more miles than they said I have to run.
2.94 miles. You're confusing miles and meters.
I think you're confusing me with the metric system.
AJ grins.
Let's go, Evans.
Paige rolls her eyes.
Put down your stuff.
AJ jogs off and Paige drops her bags. Paige sneaks a sip of coffee, then leaves it on the field to melt. Later, AJ returns to drink from the water bottle. After a moment, Paige catches up while AJ checks her phone.
Oh my god!
Paige slows to a stop and hunches over.
Oh my god! I can't believe anything. I can't feel my legs. I can't feel my face.
She falls to the ground.
You're being a little dramatic.
It's the artist in me.
AJ crouches beside Paige.
Speaking of, you want to go to art school?
Yeah. Now that's like my biggest dream. But now that the pressure's on and I have to send in my summer app, I have no idea what to send in.
You started it yet?
Paige takes a tablet out of her bag.
Since you asked.
She shows a drawing of Angie under the sink.
Been working on a few different things.
Paige and Dylan on swings.
But none of it feels right to me.
The kids share hot Cheetos.
Shit. You're really good.
Thank you.
AJ smirks.
Now I just have to make CalArt see that. Kendra CalArts, tell me what's missing.
Nothing. I think it's really great.
You're a really bad liar.
No, I just, come on.
Tell me the truth.
I don't know. I'm not an expert by any means, but maybe it's just, it is lacking some emotion.
Okay. Wasn't expecting constructive criticism, but all right.
I knew that was a trap. Look, your art is amazing, seriously.
What was the prompt again? Show us your happiest moment.
Right, okay. So do you think that shows that, or is there anything that is maybe happier?
I had a really yummy donut the other day.
What about a first love or a first kiss or something?
Well, I haven't had those things, so you're really pouring salt on the wound here, AJ.
All I'm saying is that you'll get there. Just don't be afraid to draw something a little more vulnerable.
Paige meets AJ's gaze. A King Pun post of a skeleton appears on Paige's feed.
Look, they just posted something.
Guess that would rule you out. At least it's not on school property this time.
Well, it's a little late for that, King Pun.
AJ gets to her feet.
Let's go, Frida Kahlo. We've got to get you to a point where you can run without wanting to puke.
She helps Paige up.
Might give me an edge.
Doubt it.
Did you know that Frida Kahlo was bi? She was the OG bi-con.
Oh, nice.
Got jokes for days, AJ. Okay.
On the track, AJ jogs backwards while leading Paige. On the field, AJ flips a tire and so does Stacy. Coach spots Gabby as she pushes hers over.
Come on, you got it.
AJ runs over to help Paige lift and flip a tire. They dap it up, and AJ grins fondly at Paige. In Paige's bedroom at night, she doodles a pair of cherries on her tablet. Flustered, she closes her eyes, then erases her work. Paige opens her art book to sketches of Gabby, AJ, and others. She flips through various portraits. I do me every day. I don't live. In class, Paige flips through a textbook and AJ taps her from behind. Paige turns around and the girls look over to Chantal's desk as she doodles a female centaur. Chantal catches them looking and Paige quickly averts her gaze with a smirk. In the halls, Stacy posts a sign that reads, "Vote for Stacy. Politics are ugly. Your school shouldn't be." Dylan posts a sign next to hers that states, "I'm not ugly. Vote for Dylan." Gabby walks by as Paige puts up a sign. Paige spins around. She turns back to a bulletin board and fixates on a King Pun flyer that reads, "I'm playing it close to my chest." She takes the flyer and heads off. In a relay race, Paige drops the baton as she passes it to Stacy. Paige chucks the baton to Gabby. AJ waits for a pass. He touches fingers with Paige, who cleanly passes the baton. AJ breaks into a sprint, neck and neck with her competitor. AJ pulls ahead and throws her hands up as she passes the finish line. AJ and her teammates jump up and down. She hugs her sister, then embraces Paige. Meanwhile, Stacy and Dylan make out. Coach runs up for a high five, and the kids skitter off.
Okay, all right.
Outside the gym.
Goes against my entire coaching approach to say this, but you're actually getting pretty good.
I knew you were using the tough love approach with me.
I know. Who do I think I am? My dad?
AJ awkwardly glances at Paige.
That was a lot funny in my head.
It's okay, dude. I'm no stranger to dark dad humor.
Is he tough on you?
He just sees so much potential in me. I guess I don't want to let him down. He wants me to get a scholarship to a D1 school. I think that's why I'm so stressed about doing well.
AJ gives Paige a double take.
But I don't want to talk about my dad. I'll save that one for a future therapy session.
Speaking of psychoanalyzing, I think that you were right about my art. I think I do play it safe. I get it.
But I'm not going to let you forget that you said I was good. Compliment from the mysterious AJ conference.
Oh, don't make me regret it, Evans.
AJ drops a skateboard to her feet.
Want to try? Can you play track with a broken leg? Don't worry, I'll fight.
Paige takes AJ's hand, then steps on the board, which wobbles underneath her.
Oh, shit.
Okay, bend your knees.
Paige stares at AJ as she guides her along on the skateboard. They gaze into each other's eyes, and colors bloom around AJ as she smiles. Paige snaps out of a daze, then notices King Pun's journal on the ground. Paige steps off the board and lets go of AJ's hands as she approaches the book.
Hold up.
She picks up the journal.
What?
Paige returns to AJ.
I think that this is King Pun's notebook.
What? How do you know?
Look, dude. It's totally in their style, and it has KP written all over it.
Oh, yeah, that would do it.
Maybe it's somebody on track.
Well, that would rule out Chantal. It's never her. Cute puns are not her vibe, now that I think of it.
Paige skims the book.
This is exactly how I'm gonna nail King Pun.
Oh. I'm gonna DM them and tell them that I have their notebook. There's tons of half-baked ideas in here. It's not like they're gonna want to leave it behind.
Paige sends a DM.
So, what, you're just gonna give it back to them without figuring out who it is? AJ. Are you kidding me?
We're gonna have a motherfucking stakeout.
No.
Paige nods as she backs away. AJ pops her skateboard up and follows.
Hold on.
On the field at night.
Almost 8 p.m. and King Pun left me on red, so I know that they saw it. Wow, your detection skills are on point.
Paige scales a fence.
We should split up. Cover more ground.
God, your efficiency is hot.
You're hot.
Help, 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 help.
You know the gate's open, right?
Paige falls on the track.
God, Paige. Are you okay?
Adios,
do you need help?
Are you good?
Ow.
This girl's gonna be the death of me.
AJ opens the gate and the group surrounds Paige. Colors bloom around Gabby and AJ as they both offer their hands. Paige takes Gabby's hand and gets to her feet.
Hey. Want to take the north side?
Yeah, sure.
Gabby and Paige head down the track.
They do know that's the southeast side, right?
No, but it is so hot that you do.
You're so hot.
You are so hot.
You are.
We are.
We are.
We are.
AJ lingers as the couple makes out.
Oh, I'm glad you have each other.
AJ walks across the field and looks back at them.
Hello?
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
They scuttle after AJ, and Stacy gropes Dylan's butt.
You know I'd like you to grab my ass.
Gabby and Paige stroll past a building.
Well, on the upside, if you can't find King Pun, it's kind of like a cool badge of honor to get suspended. But you usually go for people who get suspended. I don't really have a type. It's more of just a vibe.
So your vibe is Aya then, huh? Well, actually, we just broke up.
Oh, really? Sucks. Sorry.
Gabby shrugs.
Are you over them?
Depends, Paige.
Who's asking?
Not me. I don't care.
Ouch!
Paige gauges Gabby as they walk the quad.
I care. I care. I just was trying to be nice and ask you questions, so... Not that good at that, though.
Well, your questions are cute, so...
Gabby simpers and peers ahead.
Do you remember in fifth grade when we were partnered up to take care of the egg together in Miss Higgins' class?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure I dropped mine on the first day and begged my mom to replace it for me. Jeez, I totally forgot you were my partner for that. Damn, I was a shitty mom.
Well, if it's any consolation, I gave our egg a bath, and I boiled it to death. So, guess I wasn't a perfect mom either.
Headlights sweep over them.
Oh, hi! That's gotta be King Pun. Aren't we supposed to be confronting this?
I'm just not good at confrontation.
Clearly.
Hiding behind the marquee, the girls share a look.
Kind of weird that we've co-parented and never kissed before, huh?
Yeah, it's a little bit strange.
Well, maybe we should try it.
Let me try.
Gabby leans in with her eyes closed, but Paige hesitates.
You can lean in now.
Gabby leans in again, and Paige recoils.
Sorry.
Paige tenses up as Gabby kisses her. They pull away, and Paige pats Gabby's back.
That was awkward.
Oh, shit, they're leaving.
A muscle car speeds off.
Hey!
Yo, stop!
Yo, I cannot believe that your stupid stakeout idea might have actually worked, but that was definitely Tim's car.
I don't know. Who else drives a bright green Challenger with a bumper sticker that reads, "Your mom calls me daddy"?
Fucking Tim. Mm-hmm.
Gabby gets a call from Aya.
Hold on, I have to take this.
AJ hands Paige's bag over.
So do you think you cracked the case?
Paige looks back at Gabby.
Yeah, I guess so.
In Paige's room, she sprawls on the floor and throws socks into an otherwise empty suitcase.
Paige, let's go. We're gonna be late. Are you seriously not packed for our weigh-me yet?
I started.
Paige stands to face Dylan.
Dylan, I need to tell you something.
What happened?
Don't make it a big deal, okay?
What happened?
Did you find another one of your mom's special movies?
Gabby and I kissed.
I'm sorry, what?
I know.
Wait, Gabriella Campos kissed you?
They sit on the bed.
Okay, screw packing. Tell me exactly what happened.
I don't know. It kind of just happened at the stakeout. It was really weird, actually.
What do you mean weird? You've been waiting for this, like, literally your entire life. You're obsessed with her.
Well, it was very anticlimactic.
Was it a bad kiss? Is that her fatal flaw? Does she have an Achilles tongue?
Maybe it wasn't her. It was probably me.
That makes more sense. She's kissed a lot of people. Yeah.
Shit. I haven't kissed anyone. I don't know how to kiss.
Yeah, you're probably a terrible kisser.
You need to teach me.
No.
Teach
what?
Me.
Wait, ew. Oh, my God. Are you seriously trying to kiss me right
just
now?
Just kiss me, ew. Please.
No means no, Paige. Come on. You're not a man.
Thank you.
Why are you so dressed up?
It's a structured blazer. Everybody quit tripping. Come on, let's go.
Did you pack us the food?
Angie drops them off in front of school.
I can't believe I'm such a bad kisser.
Oh, no. Bad kisser? That is impossible. Not possible. The Evans women are legendary kissers. Your grandmother won the Frenching contest 3 years running.
Oh, my God.
I placed second.
What?
I've told you about this. I tied with your great aunt Janine. Oh, my God. She is a maniac.
Well, I guess the promiscuous gene skips a generation.
That's what they say.
Do you think maybe it's not the kiss, it's the person?
Oh,
what does that mean?
Maybe you were let down by the kiss because your crush has run its course.
But I've liked Gabby forever.
I think that maybe there are other people out there.
Yeah.
Like who?
AJ walks up.
Hi, Mrs. Evans. Miss, sorry.
Hey, AJ.
AJ? Wow, finally we meet after hearing about you 24/7 from this one.
She's being sarcastic.
I mean, the word constantly springs to mind.
What are you going to do now that the antisocial artist is out of the house?
Oh, man, so many possibilities. I mean, the sky's the limit, right? I'm not going to crumble. That's the one thing I'm not going to do.
We're gone for a night.
I know. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to crumble. So
they head to a school bus.
Hey, AJ, do me a favor and try to get old Paige here to loosen up a little bit, okay? You know, like, fire up a bong and knock back a couple of wine coolers. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. I have poppers in the car. Should I run grab?
No, that's the wrong type of gay.
Well, hello there. Long time no see.
Little delayed gratification never hurt anyone.
The girl skirt by.
Oh, you're making me wait.
They call it edging these days. I looked it up on Wikipedia, and the definition is quite rank.
I don't know the meaning of rank, but I believe you.
It means filthy dirty.
Well, I'm gonna just get your number off the emergency contact list.
Okay, I've had your number for, like, I don't know how many days.
Oh.
Get with the program, okay? I mean, text me. Like, I'm not getting any younger. Come on.
Coach checks Angie out, then looks inside the bus.
Let's go!
At a hotel front desk, Coach Murray flips through a stack of room keys while the track team mingles. Paige looks at Gabby, who's on her phone, then gazes at AJ.
Okay, listen up, hormonal teens. Now, on this list is the name of your roommate. I know that 60% of you are queer, but guys, don't go in the girls' room. And girls, please, don't go in the guys' room. We don't want anybody getting pregnant. And I'm talking specifically to you, Stacy and Dylan.
Would never.
One, as I made it clear on my campaign trail, I will not be allowing the administration to control what I do with my body. Two, obviously I'm on birth control.
Well, I'm on teen control, and I want lights out by 9 p.m. I have a FaceTime date with a very lovely lady. I don't want to be interrupted. And Paige, no graffiti.
Your new stepdad.
Ugh.
Gabby approaches Paige.
Hey. Hi. We should talk.
AJ walks up.
Hey, guess we're rooming together. Can't get rid of you. I'm going to go find out who my roommate is, but I'll see you later.
Gabby leaves, and Paige stares at AJ.
Did you know that squirrels remember every single person they've ever seen?
What?
They have photographic memories.
Mm-hmm. I look forward to hearing more animal facts tonight.
Well, good, because there's a plenty.
Guys, team party, my room, 9:30. Be there.
No, you guys heard Coach. We can't do that.
Oh, no. Yeah, we definitely can't do that, especially since our track meet starts at 2 p.m., right? Looks like we're getting fucked up tonight.
Oh, Paige, you're so innocent.
In a hotel room, the kids gather at a table of various water bottles.
Okay, this one is either whiskey or rum. Then we've got peach vodka, we've got lemon vodka.
Wiper fluid?
More vodka, and we got mouthwash, but you just gotta drink a lot of it to get fucked up.
That looks the least risky.
Is that all you could get from your parents?
Yeah, look, my beard is coming in, so it's only a matter of time before I stop getting carded.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yo, Tim, hey!
Oh, there he is.
You know, you actually have to confront Tim about being King Punt to accuse him, right?
I've been working up to it.
Paige walks away.
She really scares me sometimes.
Tim, I know you're King Punt. I have your notebook.
What?
I saw you after school the other night. Okay, what were you doing there if not to get your notebook?
Okay. I'll tell you. I'm in Renaissance Club.
Come again?
I'm in Renaissance Club. I'm a Renny, if you will.
Oh, my God.
We were having our monthly feast, and when I got to school, it was canceled.
I don't believe you.
Are you serious? Look.
Tim shows a photo of him and friends dressed in medieval attire.
Wow.
Okay, everyone, gather around. It is game time.
We have to play some games.
Still got a lot of questions for you.
I got a lot of answers. A
lot of questions.
Gabby arrives with her friends, and Paige sits next to AJ.
Hey. Perfect timing. We're about to play 7 minutes.
Gabby sits on Paige's right.
What, like 7 minutes in heaven?
No, that perpetuates a Christian narrative. We're playing 7 minutes in the hotel bathroom, and it's a track tradition. Okay, everyone. Phones in, pride at the door.
For any new additions, the rules are simple. You put your phone in the bag, and if your phone gets picked, you have to go into the bathroom with another person. And since this is 2022, we will not force anyone to make out if you don't want to. But I will say, 7 minutes is such a long time to be in a bathroom with someone and not make out.
Just saying,
Paige. Okay? All right. Everyone's phones are in. All right. First phone is...
Stacy and Dylan take out various phones and show them to the group. First, two guys go into the bathroom where a purple light ripples on the walls. Later, Tim ushers in a female pairing. Dylan pulls out his own phone and Stacy shoves him in the bathroom. Tim throws a peace sign as he joins the two girls. The two guys come out smiling, and Tim leaves with a spring in his step. Stacy walks out with Dylan, but abruptly takes him back in. Dylan pulls an artsy phone out of the bag.
Oh, Paige, I believe this questionable phone case belongs to you.
No.
Now let's see.
Dylan digs deep and pulls out a phone with a silver case.
Whose case is this?
That's mine.
All heads turn to Gabby and AJ.
What's your background?
Tessa Thompson is Valkyrie.
Dylan shuts off a screen with Gabby's selfie.
AJ, it's you. Come on, get in there.
Paige smiles at AJ and they both get up.
Rules are rules. We don't make the rules.
Gabby watches them go.
Have fun. Use the dental dams.
Under soft purple light, AJ sits on the tile playing with her shoelaces. Paige pops up from the tub.
Oh, I got one. Did you know that pandas fake their pregnancies to get extra food?
Oh, wow. Another random animal fact so soon?
I know. I'm just nervous. Don't you kind of know me by now?
Yeah, I kind of do. Okay, let me think of a random animal fact while you get yourself together.
Psst. AJ looks over at Paige.
You could also just tell me something real.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
AJ averts her gaze with darting eyes.
I'm terrified of flying.
Paige smirks and sits up.
Is that all you're giving me?
Yes. Well, I don't think that humans are meant to sit in chairs in the sky, you know? Like that's messed up if you think about it.
Damn. We are bad at the small talk thing.
I try.
but at least it's better than us awkwardly making out.
Yeah, I mean, what, can you imagine what, suddenly we're hardcore making out?
That just sounds,
come on,
really crazy.
It would be hilarious.
It would be just super funny.
Yeah, funny, like this being my first kiss.
Very funny.
They make eye contact, and AJ grins sheepishly.
I know everyone makes assumptions about me. The mysterious AJ Campos, brooding leather jacket type. But, no, I'll never kiss anyone. Ever. I guess we have that lack of experience in common.
Paige looks away.
Yeah.
AJ nods with pursed lips.
Well, why haven't you? I mean, I'm sure that, you know, people probably want to.
I'm not opposed to it.
I'm not opposed to it either.
Kissing someone?
Kissing you?
Oh.
AJ smirks nervously. She turns to face Paige, who scoots up to the rim of the tub. They share an amorous gaze, and AJ pulls Paige in for a tender kiss. They caress one another and sit upright as they kiss more deeply. Paige suddenly pulls away.
Do you think that this is going to be awkward later?
No, I really don't think so.
Later, they lie on opposite sides of a bed.
Do you have enough room? Blanket? We're being weird about this.
Yeah.
And this really does not have to be weird.
No. It doesn't.
AJ looks over to Paige, who stares at the ceiling. After a moment, Paige rolls over to face AJ.
I honestly don't think I'm going to be able to fall asleep. Like, my mind is racing from this whole CalArts thing.
You're really lucky your mom is so supportive of you being
gay.
No, I was going to say an artist.
Oh.
Thank you, yeah.
I feel like I would never pursue something like that.
Because of your parents?
Like,
AJ turns toward Paige.
To them, everything artistic is a risk. Which, I guess I get.
What did they say when you came out?
When I told my mom I was bi, she didn't really say anything. But when Gabby came out, she made it pretty impossible to ignore. She did it at our 14th birthday party. Like, at the party.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think my abuela was gonna puke.
Is it hard having a twin?
I mean, I love her. And we have this really special, cool bond. But Gabby's also painfully charming, and everyone's obsessed with her.
Paige curls up on her pillow.
It's just an impossible comparison to live up to, you know?
AJ lowers her eyes, then glances at Paige.
That was a lot. I don't know why I told you all that.
It wasn't a lot. I'm glad you told me.
But what about you? Is it hard growing up with just your mom?
Sometimes, but not really. I just love her so much. And she's like my best friend.
Aww.
Don't tell her that, though. She wants it too much.
AJ scoots closer to Paige.
One day she just decided she wanted a kid, so she got some sperm and she did it herself.
That's pretty badass. Now I know where you get your confidence from.
What are you talking about? You're the one who has the whole quiet, confident thing going on. Nobody ever knows what you're thinking. Including me.
Hey. I'm working on it.
With their heads against the pillows, they smile and gaze into each other's eyes. Colors swirl around AJ's dreamy expression. She runs her fingers through Paige's hair, then caresses her shoulder. The girls continue to share an affectionate gaze.
We should...
Yeah, you're right. We should probably get some sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paige grins, and AJ's slack-jawed as she stares intently back. AJ turns over with her back to Paige. Paige rolls onto her back and stares off pensively.
Good night, Paige. Night, AJ.
Paige turns on her side. She eyes an alarm clock on the nightstand, which reads 10:50 p.m. The time jumps to 1:23 a.m., and Paige continues staring off while hugging her pillow. Paige looks over to AJ, who sleeps peacefully, her lips slightly parted and her dainty hand resting on a pillow. Paige lifts the covers on her side and slinks out of bed. She grabs her wallet off the nightstand, then slips out of the room. In the hall, Paige ambles toward a vending machine where Gabby bangs on the glass.
Asked you nicely. All I wanted was some Cheetos. Hey, give me my food!
Paige sidles up, and Gabby hugs her.
Hey. Paige! Oh my god, thank god you're here.
Gabby, drunk Gabby.
The stupid vending machine won't give me my food.
Paige eyes the machine, then shakes Gabby's arm off.
I got you.
Wow.
Paige inserts a bill.
I'm telling you, listen, I've tried this so many times tonight, and it has not happened.
I don't know.
Oh.
Two bags of hot Cheetos drop.
Food!
They each hold a bag.
Thank you. So crazy. I'm gonna walk you to your room, okay? If you want to walk me back to my room, Paige, then that's what we're gonna do.
I'm gonna do that. All right.
They walk along.
Remember when I told you that me and Aya broke up?
Yeah.
Well, it actually turns out that they broke up with me.
They stop outside a hotel room.
No one knows that, though.
Gabby puts her fingers to her lips, then touches Paige.
Are you okay? I'm not.
Gabby steps closer to Paige.
You're good at making me feel better, though.
Paige avoids a kiss.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Why don't you want to kiss me?
Gabby frowns and faces the door.
Why does no one want to kiss me?
I'm sorry. I just have a crush on somebody.
Story of my life. Am I right?
Gabby tries to get into her room.
Gabby?
She looks expectantly at Paige, who takes a card from Gabby.
It's a Froyo loyalty card. Yeah.
Gabby takes the card back.
That it is.
She keeps trying to get in her room.
See you later, alligator.
Good night.
Paige backs away and returns to her room. Inside, AJ's still fast asleep and nestled under the covers. Paige puts down her bag of Cheetos and carefully climbs back into bed. She sits on her knees and watches AJ sleep.
AJ, are you awake?
At the Central Square track, competitors check in while guests fill the bleachers.
Well, friends, it doesn't get any bigger than this. We're here at the historic Central Square track and field, and we've got a big one today. And this is the stuff dreams are made of, but also nightmares if you're not in the top three.
It goes by so fast, like childhood. I just hope that everybody takes every moment in and makes it special.
Now, some would say there are no losers here today. Is that true?
No.
Fantastic.
On the field...
The polls say you're 2 points behind.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't trust the polls, especially when they're run by two freshmen with crushes on them.
Okay, Todd and Howard are doing the best they can with the resources they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing the best they can. Mm-hmm. Are they? Mm-hmm. Are they really?
Guys, emergency! Have you guys seen AJ? Tried to sit next to her on the bus, but then Coach cornered me to talk about my mom's food preferences.
No, why? You have that anxious, sweating through your clinical strength deodorant looking right now.
AJ, we kissed last night.
Shut up!
And then Gabby tried to kiss me again.
Oh my god!
And I'm freaking out because AJ thinks it was both of our first kisses, but it wasn't. My first kiss was with Gabby, and I don't know what to do because I actually like AJ.
Ooh. No shit.
Dylan, her kiss was really real. You know what I'm saying? It's really good.
Okay, Paige, take a deep breath because you can't have an orgasm on the field.
I just don't know what to do. I don't want her to think that it didn't matter, and I don't want her to think that I like her sister. I don't. And I don't want her to hate me. We were talking all night, and I really don't want her to hate me.
4x100 relay team, please report to the start.
I
do.
Dylan takes Paige's hand.
Okay, well, first of all, you're going to run the race, and hopefully you won't trip and fall, and then we can figure out what to say to AJ.
I feel like I'm going to shit my pants like that marathon runner did.
Shit your pants? Please shit your pants. That would be hilarious.
No, please don't shit your pants. It's going to slow us down.
True, maybe don't shit your pants.
And that's it for the javelin. We're getting that young athlete carted off the field. I'm sure they'll be okay. They're doing amazing things now with blood platelet therapy.
Yikes.
And now we're on to the big one, the granddaddy of them all, the fastest 50 seconds in sport, the 4x100-meter relay. Trigger warning, there will be a gunshot to start, but it's fake.
Dylan kisses Stacy, then gets in place. AJ stretches her legs and Paige her arms. Gabby spots Paige, then smiles and waves awkwardly. Paige turns to AJ, who smiles back as she loosens her arms. In the announcer booth, a bearded man commentates with an auburn-haired woman. They both wear tracksuits and headphones.
How would you approach a baton handoff?
Go like this?
She whips out a pen.
Okay, ready? Grab. So I don't look. Do it again.
Incredible. Incredible. Yeah. And our hands did not touch.
Oh, but you have to do it backwards. Just picture this, but backwards.
With the baton, Stacy crouches into position at the starting line.
On your board.
People rise in the bleachers. A red pistol goes up. The racers take off, and Stacy breaks into a sprint. Next in sequence, Gabby waits for Stacy with an open hand. Gabby runs and takes the baton. Gabby bolts ahead of the other racers with a smirk.
Here we are with the second leg of the race, and for Miller High, this is Gabriella Campos. She's one of the captains.
Look at him go. Wow, she's just doing a lot of this.
She's doing tons of this.
This is going to be a crucial handoff here to newcomer Paige Evans, and they get it done, and now Paige Evans is off.
Paige grabs hold of the baton and scampers down the track. Guests lean on a fence, waving signs on pom-poms as the racers pass. Around the bend, AJ bobs in place with a focused expression. She looks back at Paige as she quickly approaches. Paige beams at AJ, who smiles back as radiant colors emanate from her. AJ grabs the extreme end of the baton, but secures her grasp on it. She takes off and gains on a brunette in first place.
Now look at Miller High, they are neck and neck. Absolute surprise, oh the humanity of it all. Incredible, Linklater close behind, now heckling in the lead. Miller High is summit. Miller High, second place.
AJ's teammates rush to the finish line where they hug and rejoice. AJ embraces Paige, then gets sandwiched by Stacy and Dylan in a group hug.
Can I talk to you about last night? What happened last night? My drunk ass tried to kiss Paige. I'm sorry. I should have asked and not just assumed because we kissed before. But honestly, I should probably apologize for that kiss, too. I clearly don't deal with breakups well.
AJ peers at Dylan, then looks Paige up and down.
We all knew about this.
It's really not what
No, it's fine. You don't have to explain yourself.
AJ, can we please talk?
No, it's fine. It's just a kiss, right?
AJ brushes Paige's hand away.
Actually, I should be apologizing to you.
AJ turns to face Paige.
I'm Kingpin, so we're even.
What? Shit!
You guys like each other?
Gab, really? Keep up, please?
Shit. AJ, wait!
No, Paige.
Give him a moment, okay?
It's okay.
Dylan embraces Paige, who stares off blankly. Meanwhile, Gabby catches up with AJ.
AJ, wait! Leave me alone, Gabby!
Wait!
I didn't know you liked her, okay? I never would have kissed her if I did.
Yeah, I know, but this always happens. Every time I try to make new friends or just do my own thing, people always think of you first.
I'm sorry.
God, I was so stupid for thinking this time was different.
AJ, you're not stupid. Paige isn't even into me. She said she liked someone else, I'm guessing you.
She never told me that.
Just like you didn't tell me you were King Pun. I mean, what is going on with you? Why wouldn't you tell me that?
Because Mom and Dad would kill me if they found out I was spending time on literally anything other than school or track. Let alone defacing the school.
But it's me, AJ.
I know. But everything I do is always overshadowed by you, Gabs.
Gabby frowns.
I needed something that was mine.
How am I supposed to help you if you don't tell me anything?
Help me with what? Mom and Dad?
They're hard on me too, you know?
Oh, now this is about you. Great.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Listen, I will be fine.
Just let second place feel like last today, okay?
AJ leaves in a huff. At Paige's, she lounges on the couch with her mom.
Wow. AJ is kingpin.
Mm-hmm.
I did not see that coming.
Neither did I.
Paige digs into a whole pie.
Thank you for getting me my favorite, by the way.
You're welcome. I mean, I got it for both of us, so I... Well, okay.
Paige hoards the pie.
Hate to bring this up, but it's almost the end of the semester, and I was kind of wondering what you were planning to do about the whole suspension thing.
I have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to give AJ away because her dad would be really upset, but I also don't want to ruin this whole CalArts thing.
Yeah, I get it.
Everything is falling apart. She won't speak to me. She ignored me the whole time on the bus, and she doesn't answer any of my texts, so... How am I supposed to draw my happiest moment when I'm the most depressed I've ever been?
Well, stop wondering how you could have done things differently, you know? I mean, sometimes you just have to let your feelings guide you. That's all you can really do, and then sometimes your head and your heart end up duking it out.
Well, those two things aren't really working right now, are they?
She's gonna come around. You just gotta give her some time. That's the way this works.
Paige looks at Angie.
You didn't see the look on her face, Mom.
I know. I didn't, but... I've been AJ, okay? I've been you. I've been Gabby. You break hearts, you get your heart broken, and everything in between. That's just how it works. Be cool, and I think eventually AJ will hear what you're saying.
Having feelings is evil.
It's the worst.
Paige keeps eating.
No feelings would be better, but that's just not the way it is. I do have one more really important question, though.
What's up?
How does Coach Murray look?
Oh,
like seriously, level with me. Tell me everything. I want all the details.
In the school quad.
What do you mean you think only five people are going to vote?
Paige studies at a bench, then looks at Gabby as she hugs Stacy nearby. Paige notices a sticker on the table of a growling bear with a beanie. It says, "I can't bear this." Paige looks over to a table where AJ sits alone reading a book. AJ notices Paige staring, then promptly packs up and leaves. Paige looks off with a forlorn expression. In her bedroom at night, she stares into the glow of her laptop. On the CalArts application page, she peers over the screen, then shuts the computer. Paige sinks her head into a pillow, then shuts off a desk lamp. A soft green light emits from the glow-in-the-dark dental dams her mom gave her. Paige turns away from the light. At school, she puts a notebook in her locker. As she shuts the door, she spots AJ, who stoops down the hall. The girls gaze at one another, and Paige mouths, "Hi." AJ suddenly turns right, and Paige goes her own way. Hold up in the bathroom stall, Paige looks up from her notebook. She observes a graffiti on the wall, including a King Pun sticker that says, "Quit stalling." To that, Paige shuts her book and gets to her feet. Later, Paige saunters into her bedroom in a CalArts sweater. She looks from her phone to a book on her bed titled, "Pruning Your Flower." Paige takes a photo of the cover, then sits down as she sends it to AJ. Their chat window is full of unanswered texts from Paige. The chat bubble appears from AJ, but quickly disappears.
Got no body to deny what they seen.
Paige stares at her phone with a muted expression, then collapses into her bed. At her work desk, she flips through King Pun's journal. On the desk is one of their flyers that reads, "I'm playing it close to my chest." Paige stops on a graphic that states in bold letters, "You've been running through my mind." She stares off, then recalls AJ running backwards, guiding her along the track. Paige flips to a drawing of two nails drinking. One says, "We're getting hammered." At Stacy's party, Paige and AJ bond over beers. A drawing of a skeleton reads, "I'm literally dead right now." On the field, Paige shows her art to AJ. An illustration of a knight and rook clashing states, "I'm playing it close to my chest." Outside the gym, AJ holds Paige's hand as she guides her on the skateboard. Paige flips to a doodle of two eggs over a frying pan. It reads, "I don't know how to express myself." In fifth grade, Paige and AJ draw next to one another. AJ checks out Paige's art and smiles as she comments on it. As young Gabby asks Paige to be partners, AJ sharpens a pencil across the room and looks back at them. Back in Paige's room, she has a look of resolve, then rises from her desk. In the school gym, Paige takes a ballot off a table.
Just drop it in your glass box.
Thank you.
Yep, got it.
Paige gets in back of a line to the ballot boxes. Up ahead, AJ peers at her phone with a solemn expression. Paige spots AJ, then cuts her way through the line.
Drop something up there, so I have to go ahead of you.
Paige slinks into the box with AJ.
Hi, what are you doing? Are you just going to ignore me forever?
It's been 3 days.
Well, each one of them has felt like daylight savings.
That would make them an hour shorter.
Mm-hmm. Well, I told you I don't know the metric system.
I know you were forced to hang out with me on track. But then you used me to get to my sister, to hide from Chantal, and to figure out who Kingpin was.
Which you could have told me about, by the way.
Oh, because you were so honest?
It's not like you told the truth, though, either.
Well, I wanted to tell
them. You know that other place you can go to make out right?
That's really not what we're doing. I wanted to tell you about Kingpin, that I was Kingpin. I wanted to tell you how I felt. How I think about you all the time. How when you look at me, I feel like my heart is literally beating in my ears. And when you get flustered, I get flustered because I think it's the stupidest, cutest thing I've ever seen. But maybe this is why I didn't tell you. Because I knew it was too good to be true. You don't get to choose who you fall for, believe me, I get it.
AJ, look at me.
AJ reluctantly does.
I like you. I don't want to be runner-up.
AJ casts her ballot and leaves the booth.
Students
collect campaign posters from the quad.
Why does the vote for Dylan hashtag only have two posts when they're both from me?
She hasn't posted in 12 hours. Is that weird? That feels really weird.
Oh, do you care because it's Kingpin or do you care because it's AJ and it's driving you nuts not knowing what she's thinking?
Not answering that. Listen, I just know how much trouble AJ will be in if I tell on her. I don't know what to do.
Fleeing is always an option.
You're going to be a great president, Stacey.
Thank you.
The girls leave.
Wait, you didn't vote for me?
In an office.
Here are me and AJ's uniforms.
Thank you, Gabby. Let's put it in there.
Kids return uniforms.
Hey, this had hot Cheeto dust on it when I got it. Really weird.
Paige tosses her uniform in a box.
Oh, Paige. Principal Collins would like to see you in her office.
I know.
And,
she stops and turns to Coach Murray.
Say your mom, I said, hi.
I will not.
Paige marches into the principal's office, where Collins wears elf ears.
Okay, let's just get this over with. I'm Kingpin. There, I said it, okay? I accept whatever consequences you determine for me, and I'll face them.
Wait, let me get this straight. You are also Kingpin?
Yes.
Okay, I'm Kingpin. We're all Kingpin. In fact, I'm Queenpin.
Huh?
Is it root vegetable season? Because it's turnip time. See?
No, I'm Kingpin.
We know you're not Kingpin, okay? AJ Campos came in about an hour ago and she confessed everything.
Wait, what?
Do you want to get suspended too? I'm just curious, because it feels like you want to get suspended. And I don't know about you, but I'm not trying to do double the paperwork. I got things to do.
Wait, suspension? You suspended her?
Yes, I suspended her. She came in and gave me all the evidence I needed, and she's allowed back into school next semester.
Next semester?
Do you understand how space and time works? Oh, God, the semester ends this week. Why are you still here? I have things to do. Wenches to boss, and turkey legs to motorboat, and history to write.
Okay, I'll leave.
Well, do you want to help me with the corset? Because it is like a whole panic room on my back.
Paige files into the hall with a pensive expression. She stops in her tracks as other students mill about. Paige stares ahead with resolve, then hurries off. Stacy and Dylan lie on a blanket in the quad.
Like, I want to win, but I don't want to see you lose.
I'm going to win, babe.
I don't know if you are.
I think I will.
Oh, yeah? You think you will win?
I know I'm going to win.
Yeah.
I need your help. Stacy, I need you to call Gabby. Ugh.
Are you serious? She's relapsing.
It's the opposite, actually. I'll fill you guys in while we work. We should go.
Paige leaves.
Work on what? Paige!
The couple scrambles after Paige. The school marquee goes from reading, "The election results tomorrow," to "Election results today." A girl with glasses completes the marquee, then nods to herself. Nearby, Gabby gets out of a red Mini Cooper with AJ.
What are we doing? You know I can't be here right now. Jesus Christ!
What the hell are you? Put that away!
Gabby shakes a paint can and crouches down.
Gab, stop!
Are you just trying to get me expelled at this point?
Listen, I know you're still upset.
Yeah, more so now.
But I will always have your back, okay? If you're going down, I'm going down with you.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate the gesture, but this is not going to help me at all. In fact, I think it's going to get me in more trouble. Also, what the hell is it?
It's a sloppy red arrow.
Isn't it obvious?
No. I feel like I'm playing Pictionary with an infant.
It's supposed to be an arrow. You were supposed to follow it.
What?
Listen, I love you, okay? Even when we fight. And you're a fucking incredible artist and an amazing person. You deserve to win, AJ.
All right, I do appreciate that.
So please, follow my shitty arrow.
AJ looks up at a lamppost with a painting of a drooping succulent. With a teardrop, it says, "Things suck right now." AJ conceals a smirk. She gives Gabby a look, then follows the arrow. You and me spark too easy. AJ moseys down a sidewalk, and on a brick wall, a painting of a mallard reads, "I ducked up." She smiles at the illustration, then continues her stroll with Gabby close behind. AJ gazes at another picture of a flattened taco. It says, "Want a taco about it?" AJ peers at Gabby, who ushers her to continue. AJ rolls her eyes, then ventures ahead with Gabby. They slink into a packed auditorium as Colin speaks at a podium.
Good afternoon, everybody. Just a quick reminder, there's about 50 spots open for the annual Renaissance Fair. So if you'd like to sign up, you could still do that in my office. Moving on to the real reason we're here today, the election results. And a quick thank you to your peers here on stage who have worked so hard to earn your vote to become the next student body president. And out of the two, I have no idea who it could be. It's such a close race between the both of them. Without further ado, your next president is Stacey Clark!
Madam President.
First gentleman.
Okay.
Stacey trots to the podium.
I am so honored to be your new student body president. As many of you may know, I've worked tirelessly to make this dream happen, and I want to give a huge shout out to everybody who's helped me along the way. I'm looking at you, Todd and Henry.
Yeah.
As promised on my campaign trail, I will be completely transparent about all my policies. And I also will be challenging the administration on any issues I believe merit pushback.
Here we go.
In fact, I'd like to start right now by introducing you guys to my very first project, the Beautification Initiative. It's about time we took a page out of King Pun's book and filled these school walls with color and life. It's time we reinvested in art, no matter what the administration says.
I voted for you, bitch.
Therefore, to launch this initiative, I'd like to welcome a beautiful artist to the stage. Paige Evans!
Paige approaches rigidly with a strained expression.
You look like a serial killer. Change your eyes.
What is she doing? Wait.
Can't believe I've become an accomplice to this.
You're going to be surprised by a lot of the things you do with me. I'm mostly talking about sex stuff, just so you know.
Angie holds up a camcorder.
Hello.
Paige stands in the spotlight.
My name is Paige Evans.
Yeah, Paige!
Tim looks around and Paige shrugs.
Some of you guys may recognize me from that party I attended once.
Kids start using their phones.
Jesus. This is terrible.
Dylan and Stacy give a thumbs up. Paige looks out over the crowd.
Like King Pun, I too am also an artist. And I believe that art is supposed to make you feel something. King Pun isn't vandalizing school property. Actually, bringing life into this place. If you ever walked into school and had a bad night or had a breakup and saw a mural and laughed or smiled?
Dozens of students nod.
Yes. So, exactly. I don't think that King Pun has to be punished for that.
Stacy steals the mic.
And as your new class president, I agree.
Principal Collins tears a pamphlet.
Great.
It's a coup.
Please, please.
Gabby nudges AJ, who gets up to meet Paige.
Hi.
Hi.
So AJ's Kingpin?
I just need you to know that when I'm with you, it's not about Gabby. It's not about Trax.
Paige, I don't really want to.
Just let me finish, okay? Please.
The crowd watches as the girls face each other.
Yeah. I've been really struggling with this stupid prompt, trying to figure out what my happiest moment feels like.
Yo, I can't hear anything. Hey, you guys know what's happening?
And I've realized that it's not just one moment. It's every moment that I've had with you. Falling for you has been the happiest moment of my life.
AJ grins.
And making this has been the easiest thing I've made all semester.
Stacy and Dylan unveil a mural of Paige with AJ.
Oh my God.
The painting depicts the moments they shared, including the kiss.
Wow. Ian, it really hasn't been the easiest thing. I haven't slept in 24 hours, but you get the idea.
Dylan and Stacy eagerly watch Paige and AJ.
Can I talk now? Only if it's good. I'm really sorry I threw you under the bus and let you take the fall for me. It was wrong and really messed up. Just wanted to spend every second I could with you.
AJ grins wistfully.
And every stupid pun and mural and drawing brought us together. So I couldn't stop. I was falling for you, too.
Paige becomes giddy.
Okay. That was good.
Yo, can y'all speak up, man? We can't hear you.
Shut up, Tim!
Sorry. What do we do? I think if we kiss, they'll get the idea. Okay.
Paige and AJ come together for a passionate kiss.
Oh, thank God.
Arts.
My mom's got it covered.
Angie waves with the camcorder.
There's only 15% battery left.
Oh, yeah, I know. I brought the charger so that we could have a little fun with this bad boy in your office later on. And by later on, I mean in like 90 seconds. We should go.
Angie snaps the camera shut and hurries off with Murray.
Thank God this went well. Could you imagine if she got you turning me down on tape?
Chantal pops up.
Hello.
Oh, yep, there you are.
I was sitting here the whole time. Did you not notice?
No. Why are you smiling?
What are you talking about?
I know you took some of my hair. I know that you're in love with me.
Whoa, okay. Don't flatter yourself. You're not my type. Two, of course I took your hair. How else is a love spell supposed to work? I'm exhausted.
You're welcome.
She spreads invisible dust.
She really just called us out.
Paige!
Collins approaches.
Okay, I know. Double the paperwork, and I'm sorry, and you're gonna have to suspend us both, so...
I'm not suspending either one of you guys.
Really? What?
Did I stutter? You guys need to clean your ears. No, not suspending anyone. And the beautification initiative, when the board hears about it, it was me.
Okay, that's fine.
Damn. Oh, I'm not done yet. You guys are also going to run the face painting booth at the Ren Fair this year.
Anything.
That's the face I was looking for, looking like a bunch of wenches.
She's called us wenches. Does this mean I have to paint Tim?
I mean, honestly, we should be thanking her.
It's the first day in the job, and you've already started a revolution.
Would you expect anything less?
Don't use those dental dams. Summon your luck.
Paige scrunches her face.
Thank you.
AJ lowers her eyes bashfully.
By the way, that wasn't just a kiss. Yeah, this shit.
They turn into a painting as they kiss.
The thing about art is that you can't force it. It's a lot like love. You have to just let it come to you and not be afraid to be vulnerable. I spent so long comparing myself to other artists, to my peers, to Kingpin. When I finally stopped and I started living my life, my art caught up with me. And you know what? It looks pretty damn good from here.
The school marquee reads, "The End." Credits roll on a sheet of paper. Cast: Rowan Blanchard, Aulili Cravalho, Isabella Ferreira, Tyler Alvarez, Tila Dunn, Rico Paris, Asif Madvi, Michelle Buteau, Megan Mullally, Addie Weyrich, Jess Tom, Addison Tabankin, Ty DeMoya, Zoe Gandolfo, Samsara Yet, Catherine McCafferty, Ryan Drake Wilson, Sam Rogers, Kristen Bauer Gross, Jess Rona, and Eric Edelstein. Credits continue. So straight through the walls that I built. Copyright 2022, Love and Color Incorporated. All rights reserved. Love and Color Incorporated is the author and creator of this motion picture for the purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto, and for the purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Distributed by Hulu LLC. The story, all names, characters, and incidents portrayed in this production are fictitious. No identification with actual persons, places, buildings, and products is intended or should be inferred. Audio description by Point360 and narrated by Dave Wallace. Logos appear on a black background. A red and blue neon sign flickers on, American High. A logo in bold bronze letters, LD Entertainment. A gray number 3 with a yellow oval over it, 3 Arts Entertainment. Hulu Originals.